What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video of Dave Rubin slams Joe Biden over Elon Musk. Basically, Joe Biden criticized Elon Musk, and Dave Rubin goes in on him. And before we do that, give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That digital ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. Another one, gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot, for be sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
That's right, that Dizzle, and you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, scroll below those website links, and you'll see actual store locations in those states as well, along with the Dizzle brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on the store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it. Valuetainment featuring Dave Rubin, which I actually like Dave Rubin. So, no, I'm not a homophobe. I actually agree with a lot of what Dave Rubin says. So, let's get into it.
Question that they asked Biden yesterday about Musk. Did you see that question?
Oh, yeah.
Can you post it? Can you put it up real quick?
It's wild.
It's very interesting. Watch this year. Watch this year.
Elon Musk is a threat to U.S. national security, and should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments
to national security?
Saudis? Look how long this takes.
Cooperation and or. Technical relationships with other countries.
This guy should be in a nursing home.
Is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at.
Oh my God.
That's Jesus. All I'll say.
What a vile statement. It's
that's all you say. What the hell did he say? Did he say anything?
Yeah.
We're going to freaking look. We're going to keep look. Also, he has no idea what he's talking about. His people have been the ones for the last 2 years. We now know it. All those docs that were leaked, that Intercept covered. We know that the government was coordinating with big tech to silence people. It is the greatest
facts.
Mass violation of the
facts.
First Amendment in the history of America.
Truth.
And I don't even know, did they even cover it on CNN?
Nope.
I actually checked the day the story broke. It was not on CNN's front page, but you know what was? The Oath Keepers, which is some Trump-related something, the day of January 6th, the insurrection, they spent $400 at Olive Garden. That was on the front page of CNN that day.
Unbelievable.
The day that they break these docks. That's what we're up against.
They do get free breadsticks.
No,
so, I mean,
so it seems like it's a lot of money with all the breadsticks.
Free breadsticks.
But here's my
question. So does Fazoli's.
Whether you're left, right, center, up, down, purple, that's not good. Like that, you can't look at him and be like, that's my guy. And
oh
I'm not.
God.
But why would he stop?
But here's my point. You'd rather have Biden in office at the very least than Kamala, right? I mean, you came from California. Because if you're suggesting, let's get rid of Biden, let's get him out of there, let's impeach him,
yes,
let's use the whatever amendment to get him.
25th.
25th. Then you get Kamala.
No, it's all bad. It's all bad either way. People will never stop. That's what's the most disappointing.
Fuck either way. Rather have Biden or Kamala. Legit.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah,
I don't
matter.
Neither one of them is in charge.
Yeah,
they're both shitty.
A little bit.
Honestly,
I mean,
my theory on Kamala is that her speechwriters are actually working for us, because some of the stuff that's coming out of her mouth, you know.
I did a sketch on Valuetainment.
Speechwriters are working for us
because we can't find the speech, and I'm like, it's outside the writers' room. We walk in a room, and it's Pat Kidd and everybody. Throwing shit all over the place.
The passage of time. But I don't understand. We had this conversation the other day about Elon Musk, and I was like, what's with this hatred of Elon Musk?
I know, it's crazy.
I don't get it. And we checked his Q score.
I don't get it either.
Right? What were the results of that Q score? It's just, it's the media, it's the politicians, it's bureaucracy, but the people love Elon Musk.
He's about to enable.
With the exception of Dogecoin, whatever.
He's enabling equal time. And he is destroying one of the pillars of speech control that was in front of them.
So with all the craziness taking place, I believe future looks bright. If you believe future looks bright, get your latest future looks.
I don't know about everybody else's future, but yes, the future looks bright. They asked this guy a simple question and he can't even answer it. It without be like, like that guy is clearly an incompetent president. He's the oldest president we've had in office. We don't need these old farts that need to be in senior citizen, getting Social Security, getting senior citizen benefits in a nursing home being presidents. You know, he said it's worth looking at. No, it's not worth looking at. It's only worth looking at because now you can't control censorship across the board. That's all this is about. They can't control censorship across the board anymore because now they can't go to Elon and bully him into censoring information that could make people vote one way or another in an election. And that's the thing. When you suppress an information, you're trying to rig things. I don't care what anybody says. You're trying to rig things by suppressing information. That information could cause people to lean one way or another. But by suppressing it, you just keep people on your side. But if they actually hear the information, they might turn against you. It's so corrupt. It's so dishonest. But that's the thing. I think we're so naive to think that any of these politicians are clean. This is such a dirty game. Politics is a dirty business. It's a dirty game. And I don't think anybody is clean in this shit. You know? So once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pinker Podcast. And I'm out.